Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
But here's what I'm going to do. This is a really cool assignment I do with my authors. You ready for this? It's called Fictitious Follower, Imaginary Impact. Fictitious Follower, Imaginary Impact. And here's what it is. You ready for this? I don't think I gave this assignment yet. I don't think I did yet. I remember all the assignments, so I didn't give this one yet. But here's what you do. You write a letter to yourself from a fictitious follower about your imaginary impact. And here's what you do. You say, Dear Carolyn, or Dear Andrea, or Dear Bridget, on these comments, Dear Hyacinth, Dear April, okay? Here's what you do. You say, this is how the letter starts. You don't know me, but I read your book and it changed my life. Let me tell you the story. Let me say it again. It's called Imaginary Impact, Fictitious Follower. It's a little exercise I made up, but it just blows your mind once you do it. If you don't do it, you can't criticize it. If you do it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. You write a letter to yourself from an imaginary person, a fictitious follower, imaginary impact, and it says, Dear, and then you put your name. You don't know me, but I read your book and it changed my life. Let me tell you the story. And then what you do is you write out a couple paragraphs and you imagine what someone would say about your book. And I'll tell you what it does, folks. It blows your mind. It literally blows your mind because many of our authors in Author Academy Elite, we have all kinds of exercises like this in Author Academy Elite. And they've written in and they've said, I did that exercise that you told me. I thought it was hokey. I did it, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, and I just got my first letter. And it's nutty because it actually came true. Seriously, they do the exercise, and here's what happens. When our Author Academy Elite students do that, every time they feel like giving up, they go down to their office or wherever they write, they print off the letter and they look at it, and when they're about to quit, they read it. So for example, let's pretend it's Cassandra. Dear Cassandra, or Cassandra, however you say it, I just read your book. You don't know me, but it changed my life. Let me tell you the story. And they read that story of fictitious follower, imaginary impact, and it blows their mind, and they keep writing. They keep writing, they overcome the writer's block, they overcome the BS, belief system, self-limiting beliefs, because of somebody else. So here's what I'm gonna say to you. If you don't write your book this weekend, if you don't even get 20 words, 50 words, 100 words, 1,000 words, however many words, I don't care how many, just get words on the page. That person, you're leaving them without life change. See, you're not just writing a book for somebody out there that you don't know. When you write the letter, it suddenly becomes real because you realize that your book actually has an audience. I know that whenever I have an audience, I can write more motivated. I can overcome deadlines. I can blast through walls. But if I think, oh, I don't know if anyone's going to ever read this someday, it's very hard to get motivated then. So I hope that helps. You folks, these things work. By the way, if some of you are saying, I want more of this, fill out the application, folks. Come on, our team is ready to help you. We want to chat with you. Some of you are saying, I'm sick of being the little orphan out there who doesn't have a family. We are an author family. Nobody's an orphan in our world. Everyone is adopted in. And that's Author Academy Elite. And so go to authoracademyelite.com/application. It is truly a family of authors. And we want to chat with you as well. So I hope this was helpful.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.